Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahame Onawa. The monks here are so happy to get to spend time with you now. When we're with each other, we get to learn all sorts of things that help us to be better people. The more we learn from our good Dhamma friends, the easier it is to remember to do the right things, even when it's difficult. This is also important to remember when we do bad things. No matter what, the Supreme Buddha reminds us that we can give up doing bad things by following his teachings. And when we spend time with good people like this, we naturally start to give up these bad actions. Today, we'll learn about the Supreme Buddha's Satta Deva Manusanam quality. It's kind of related to the Anuttara Purisa Dhamma Sarati quality, the supreme teacher of people to be tamed, but today's quality focuses his teaching ability on exactly who he taught. Satta means teacher. Deva, I think you know, that's devas, or gods in general. And manusa is humans. So this quality, Satta Deva Manusanam, means that the Buddha taught both gods and humans. This is one of the unique qualities of a Buddha. In many other religions, a god is kind of at the top. But for the Buddha, many of his students were gods. Today, we'll hear about some times when gods came to the Supreme Buddha to get teachings, and also when the Buddha went to the gods to correct their wrong views. Now let's begin the day by going for refuge and taking the five precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya, meritorious children. The Supreme Buddha's kindness and compassion extended to all beings were boundless. So he tried his best to rescue beings from suffering. Sometimes he walked hundreds of miles a day looking for helpless and wise men and women to bring about their spiritual welfare. Therefore, he was known as Mahakaruniko, the Great Compassionate One. Because of his highest morality, that means the Buddha's great virtue, and with deepest concentration, you call it Samadhi, with great wisdom, that is Panya, and other immeasurable qualities, the Buddha is known as Aggadakkhineyo, the most suitable one for offerings. So, since the Blessed One was suitable to receive offerings, and the greatest person to receive offerings, the Blessed One is known as Aggadakkhineyo. So, even today, if any offering, whether it be food, drinks, medicine, flowers, lamps, incense sticks. Now these things, you take these things when you go to a temple, right? So, when these things made in homage to the Buddha with a pleasant mind will yield incalculable and immeasurable merits. Furthermore, the veneration, homage and the respect paid to him by recollecting the Buddha's great qualities produce lots of good karma to one's life. There is no one in the world who can fully understand the qualities of a Buddha other than another Buddha. Even an arahant, an enlightened disciple of the Buddha, cannot do that. It is said that if a Buddha were to recite the qualities of another Buddha for an aeon, there would be many more qualities still left to be recited at the end of that aeon. So, however, in his great wisdom and compassion, the Supreme Buddha taught 9 sublime qualities of the Buddha for gods and humans to understand who Buddhas are and to contemplate as a subject of meditation and to recite when paying homage. So out of compassion, Blessed One taught us 9 qualities to recognize. With these 9 great qualities, we can recognize who a Buddha is. So out of compassion, Buddha did that for us. So we have been learning many qualities so far. We have learned up to Anuttara Purusa Dhamma Sarthi. So today we are going to teach you the next quality, that is Satta Deva Manusana.
Dear children, the seventh quality, Sattadeva Manusanang, means that the Buddha is the teacher of gods and humans. We should remember that Buddha is a teacher for gods and humans. He was a teacher of gods and humans. And he was a universal teacher. He was such a great teacher that he could give the real solution to any problem of gods and humans. Just imagine any problem. I'll tell you, children, one day, one arahant theri called Subha, you know, a man met this arahant theri in the forest, and this man want to deceive this arahant theri, but it's impossible. It was impossible to do. So this man fell in love with this arahant theri, and this man wanted to get married to this arahant theri, which is impossible to do. So this man was praising this arahant theri's beautiful eyes. He said, "Your eyes are beautiful." This man said, "I'll make you a mansion out of sandalwood. I'll give all the wonderful things to you. I'll get all the soft things for you. I will take care of you as a queen. Please accept my invitation." Then Subha Tarini, she asked, "Okay, if you are so much intoxicated and mad about my eyes, okay, here, look." She put her fingers inside the eyes from the small holes and pull out one of the eyes and gave it to that man. Children, that was an arahant theri. She pulled out one eye and gave to that man and went to the Buddha. Children, now this Subha Tarini is coming to the Buddha with one eye. That man got shocked. Then children, the blessed one, the compassionate Buddha, when Subha Tarini came into the presence of Buddha, Subha Tarini's eye was cured. Subha Tarini received a new eye just by seeing the Buddha. Why? Due to the power of the Buddha, blessed one has offered eyes to many people in the past, in his previous lives. Children, if someone has offered his great eyes more than the stars in the sky, that's a Buddha. So when Subha Tarini came to the presence of Buddha, Subha Tarini received her good eyes. So that's because he was a teacher for gods and humans. He was a compassionate teacher. So not only humans came to the Buddha, the Blessed One, for 45 years he preached Dhamma for gods and humans. Brahmas came to the Buddha. Devas came to the Buddha. On one occasion, one Devata came to the Buddha and asked, "Blessed One, what are the highest blessings that we could practice?" Then the Buddha preached the Mahamangala Sutta. Now you all would have heard that sutta before. In Pali, evang me sutang, ekang samayam bhagava, savatyang viharati jetavane, anata pindikasa arami. Atako anyatara devata, abhikantaya rattiya, abhikantavanna kevala kappan jetavanang obhasetva. So a devata, a deity whose surpassing radiance illuminated the whole of Jetavana and approached the Blessed One. So devas came to the Buddha. Then one day, a devata came to the Buddha and asked, "Blessed One, what is good to practice until old age? Then in what should we be established?" Then he asked, "What is the precious gem among humans?" And then he asked, "What cannot be stolen by humans? What cannot be stolen by others?" Now can anyone answer this question? It was only a Buddha was able to answer these questions, children. So when we hear these questions, we can realize that these questions were asked by wise devas and humans. So our Buddha was a teacher for gods and humans. So one day there was a Brahma in a Brahma world. He thought that this world is everlasting. My life is also everlasting. Then Buddha heard that. And Buddha went to a Brahma world. And then Buddha tamed him. Finally, Brahmas also went for refuge to the Buddha. What to talk about the humans who went for refuge to the Buddha. So children, Satta, Satta means the teacher. Deva Manusa means he was a teacher. The Buddha was a teacher for gods and humans. So we should be happy that we have a great teacher, that's our Buddha, who was a teacher for gods and humans. So when you chant the Buddha's qualities, when you recall the Buddha's quality one by one, we should understand and recognize who the Buddha was, who is a Buddha, and his great qualities. So by learning these great qualities, may you have the opportunity to think of a Buddha and realize the Buddha's teachings in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.
Paritta chanting. Maha Mangala Sutta. The Discourse on Blessings. Now we'll get ready to chant the Maha Mangala Sutta together. Turn to page 17 in your chanting book. Remember that the Bhante mentioned this incident in his sermon. Do you remember why he talked about it? Because it's an example of a time when a god came to the Supreme Buddha to get teachings. That's amazing, isn't it? Have gods ever come to you to get teachings? I don't think so. Even the smartest person in the world right now, do you think gods go to them to get teachings? No. This is why the Supreme Buddha is the one with the quality of Satta Deva Manusanang, teacher of gods and humans. The god that came to the Supreme Buddha in this sutta wanted to know what could be done in this life to get blessings. We should all be interested in getting blessings into our lives, shouldn't we? Now let's chant together in Pali and English so we can learn the meaning.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Evam me sutang ekang samayang bhagava savattiyang viharati jetavane anatha pindikassa arame atako anyatara devata abhikantaya rattiya abhikantavanna kevala kappang Jetavanang obhasitva yena bhagavate nupasankami upasankamitva bhagavantam abhivadetva ekamantam atthasi ekamantam thita ghosa devata bhagavantam gataya ajhabasi. Thus have I heard on one occasion the Blessed One was living in Savatthi at Jetavana at Anathapindika's monastery. Now when the night was far advanced, a certain deity whose surpassing radiance illuminated the whole of Jetavana, approached the Blessed One, respectfully saluted him, and stood to one side. Standing thus, he addressed the Blessed One in verse. Bahudeva manusacha mangalani achintayum Akankamana Sottanam Bruhi Mangala Muttamam. Many deities and humans longing for happiness have pondered on the questions of blessings. Pray tell me, what are the highest blessings? Asevanacha balanam, panditanancha sevana, pujacha pujaniyanam, etang mangalamuttamam. Not to associate with the foolish, but to associate with the wise, and to honor those worthy of honor. These are the highest blessings. Patirupadesa vasocha pubbecha kata punyata atta samma panidicha etang mangala muttamam. To reside in a suitable locality, to have performed meritorious actions in the past, and to set oneself in the right direction, these are the highest blessings. Bahu satchancha sipancha vinayocha susikkito subhasita chayavacha etang mangala muttamam. Vast learning, skill in handicraft, well grounded in discipline and pleasant speech, these are the highest blessings. Mata pitu pattanam putta darasya sangaho anakulacha kammanta etang mangala muttamam. To support one's father and mother, to cherish one's wife and children, and to be engaged in peaceful occupations, these are the highest blessings. Dānañca dhamma chariyāca jñātakānañca saṅgaho anavajjāni kammāni etaṁ mangala muttamaṁ. Generosity, righteous conduct, giving assistance to relatives and doing blameless deeds, these are the highest blessings. Arati virati papa majjapana cha sanyamo appamado cha dhammesu etang mangala muttamam. To cease and abstain from evil, to abstain from intoxicating drinks, and to be diligent in practicing the Dhamma, these are the highest blessings. Garavocha nivatocha santutthi cha katang yuta kalena dhamma savanam etang mangala muttamam. Paying reverence to those who are worthy of reverence, humility, contentment, gratitude, and the timely hearing of the Dhamma, these are the highest blessings. Kanti cha sova chasata samananam cha dasanam kalena dhamma sakaccha etang mangala muttamam. Patience, obedience, meeting monks, and timely discussions on the Dhamma, these are the highest blessings. तपोच ब्रह्मचर्यंच अरिय सच्चान दस्सनं निब्बान सच्चिकिरियाच एतं मंगलमुत्तमं सेल्फ कंट्रोल चेस्टिटी अंडरस्टैंडिंग द नोबल ट्रूथ्स And the realization of Nibbana, these are the highest blessings. Puttasa loka dhammehi, chittaṁ yasana kampati, asokaṁ virajaṁ khemaṁ, etaṁ mangala muttamaṁ. The mind that is not touched by the ups and downs of life, the mind that is free from sorrow, stainless and secure, these are the highest blessings. Etadisani katvana sabbattham aparajita sabbattha sottin gacchantitam Te sang mangala muttamanti. Those who have achieved these blessings are victorious everywhere and they succeed in all their goals. For them, these are the highest blessings. Etena sachena suvatti hotu. By this truth, may they be well-being. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Now let's share merits. Today, we've done many wholesome actions by body, speech, and mind. So, may all heavenly beings rejoice in this merit. May they protect the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma. May they protect this island of Sri Lanka. May they have happy minds thinking about this merit. May our teacher, Lokasoyin Hangsa, our parents, our friends, may they all soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. See you again tomorrow.